call the December 16, 2021 meeting of the Board of Minerals and Environment to order. Secretary, call the roll.
Blumhardt?
Here.
England?
Here.
Greenfield?
Here.
Carpin?
Here.
Langeth?
Here.
Morris?
Here.
Peterson? Sheets? And Haig?
Here. We do have a quorum, so we'll proceed forward. Before we get started, I'd like to welcome everybody participating in today's telephone's conference call meeting or listening online. This meeting is streaming live on southsd.net, a service of SD Public Broadcasting. For the benefit of our online listeners, I request that all participants, including board members, please identify themselves when speaking during the meeting. Please mute your phone when not speaking. The meeting is also being recorded, and the audio will be made available online following the meeting. To find the audio recording online, do a web search for South Dakota Boards and Commissions portal, follow the link, and select the name of the board. Okay, we'll move. First order of business is the approval of minutes from August 19th meeting. Any questions or corrections regarding the minutes? Mr. Morris, did you have a correction?
Oh, I did not, Chair. I was just pointing out to Ms. Brenda that she did note that Mr. Klein said I had an excellent question. I'll just bring that up for, I'm bringing that up for the board more than anything else for future reference.
Well, I think most of your questions are excellent, so we'll just go there. Further comments or corrections to the minutes? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to approve.
Motion by Langeth.
Motion by Langeth, seconded by Morris.
Correct.
To approve them. Was that correct or not?
Correct.
Okay. To approve the minutes, any further discussion on approval of the minutes? Hearing none, Secretary, call the roll on motion to approve.
Blumhardt?
Aye.
England?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Carpin?
Aye.
Langeth?
Aye.
Morris?
Aye.
And Haig?
Aye. Motion carries. Minutes are approved. I think that I might have heard somebody coming into the meeting. Is Mr. Sheets, Ms. Peterson, are you there?
Yep, Mr. Sheets, chimed in.
Okay. We'll note that appearance on the record. The next order of business is request for permission to advertise for public hearing to consider the second round review of state implementation plan for the regional haze program. Mr. Boddicker, are you there?
Yes, good morning. My name is Rick Boddicker with the Air Quality Program. And this morning I'm here to request permission to advertise to hold a public hearing to consider amendments to our regional haze state implementation plan. We are required by the rule to provide EPA and the federal land managers a 60-day comment period. We submitted the plan to those federal agencies earlier this week. So depending on the board's schedule, we would like to hold the hearing on the November meeting date.
Okay. Questions for Mr. Boddicker from the board?
Mr. Chairman, this is Mr. Langeth. Where are the meetings going to be held?
We have the training center reserved for the board meeting in November if you want to meet in person.
Oh, okay. I thought you were having public meetings. I'm sorry.
It's a public hearing.
Public hearing.
Okay. Thank you.
Any further questions for Mr. Boddicker? I'm just curious about one thing about this regional haze program. Does that include the smoke that we've seen over the state, especially in the west side, for a lot, large part of the summer?
Technically, I mean, the regional haze rule was originally developed to put controls on larger power plants, things like that, and
yeah.
Now looking at smaller facilities, but the smoke certainly has an impact on our visibility and has had some impacts on the rule over the last few years. So yes, it does impact it, and that's part of our, it'll be in our presentation at the board hearing.
Okay, great, thank you. Further questions? Hearing none, entertain a motion to approve the request to advertise.
Bloomberg moves to allow me to advertise.
Motion by Bloomberg.
Second
by Carpen. Further discussion on the motion? Hearing none, Secretary, call the roll on the approval of the request for permission to advertise.
Bloomhart?
Aye.
England?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Carpen?
Aye.
Langeth?
Aye.
Morris?
Aye.
Sheets?
Aye.
And Haig?
Aye. Motion carries. Permission is granted. Next item of business is a request permission to advertise for public hearing to ask EPA to revise the department's name, the Federal Air Quality Regulation. Mr. Rombaugh, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, Chairman and members of the board. My name is Kyrick Rombaugh. I'm the administrator for the Air Quality Program. And as kind of mentioned, is I'm here today to request permission to advertise a hearing, which would consider the department's recommendation to submit a package to EPA requesting EPA recognize our new department name and to change our name in the federal regulations covering all of our air quality programs. We would like to hold this hearing portion at the same time in November as we're holding the regional haze program hearing. A little background, just to kind of get an idea, is in January 2021, Governor Noem executed an executive order to merge the Department of Agriculture with the Department of Environment and Natural Resources into a single department. This merger became effective in April of this year, or April 2021. And as part of that process, all of South Dakota statutes and administrative rules have already been updated, so we're not asking to talk about the rules being updated in that portion. What we're getting at is EPA has informed us that they cannot change the federal regulations unless we submit a package to them after we hold a hearing in front of the board to basically consider, can we change our name in the federal rules? So in short, I'm summary is that I'm asking to hold a hearing to consider our department's recommendation to submit a request to EPA to change our name in the federal regulations.
All right, thank you for the explanation. Questions from the board?
Yeah, this is Mr. Sheets, Chairman.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is this just for air quality? Is this for all facets that EPA regulates?
Chairman and members of the board, this is again Kyrick Rombaugh. This is only for the air quality regulations, and this just happens to be as EPA's process to approve those requires a hearing notice. Again, it's only for the air quality. The other programs have a different process that they have to go through.
Okay, so it's just air quality. I just want to check to see if
further questions? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to approve request for permission to advertise.
Motion by Langeth.
Motion by Okay, I didn't get the move. The motion maker was first. Was who?
Greenfield.
Okay, Greenfield moves to approve. Second by Langeth. Discussion on the motion. Hearing none, Secretary, call the roll on the request for permission to advertise for public hearing to ask EPA to revise the department's name in the federal air quality regulations.
Blumhardt?
Secretary, call the roll.
Aye.
England?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Carpin?
Aye.
Langeth?
Aye.
Morris?
Aye.
Sheets?
Aye.
And Hag?
Aye. Motion carries. Permission is granted to advertise. Next item on the calendar is the mining issues consent calendar. Mr. Klein?
Mr. Chairman and President, we'll answer any questions the board has.
Questions from the board? Mr. Klein, I was just going to, I assume that all the releases that are included in there are project completions or whatever they were doing, they finished and department had reviewed it, so to speak.
Correct. These are releases of liability. We've been out to look at the sites and we're signing off on the reclamation requirements.
Okay. Thank you. Further questions from the board?
Chair, it's John Sheets again.
Go ahead, Mr. Sheets.
I was just curious, Mr. Lee, does the department actually basically inspect each site before they allow that release of liability?
Correct. We go out and we inspect these sites. There is a few exceptions. If a company has public noticed them, they did not mine, we have them sign an affidavit saying they did not mine there. That happens once or twice a year. Maybe a contract didn't come through, but the remainder of the vast majority of these, we are obvious, we're on site and have inspected them.
Very good, thank you.
Any further questions for Mr. Klein? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to approve the consent calendar.
Morris moves.
Motion by Morris, there's a second.
Blumhardt second.
Motion and seconded. Further discussion on the motion, the consent calendar. Hearing none, Secretary, call the roll.
Blumhardt?
Aye.
England?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Carpin?
Aye.
Langeth?
Aye.
Morris?
Aye.
Sheets?
Aye.
And Hag?
Aye. Motion carries. The consent calendar is approved. Next order of business is the release of liability and surety for VMC LLC Exploration Notice of Intent 419. Ms. Hudson, are you there?
Yes, Chairman, this is Roberta Hudson. VMC LLC was issued EXNI 419 in December of 2012 to drill up to 100 holes and conduct trenching work in exploration of gold for an area located approximately 1 mile northwest of the Wharf Resources Mine and about 6 miles west of Lead. Throughout the course of the operation, they drilled a total of 16 holes and dug nine trenches. Reclamation of the site began in 2018, and VMC LLC filed for release of liability in November of 2020. The department conducted a closure inspection on June 23rd of 2021 and determined the site had been successfully reclaimed. We recommend release of VMC LLC reclamation liability and irrevocable letter of credit number 255 from First Interstate Bank in Spearfish, South Dakota, in the amount of $20,000.
Thank you. Questions from the board for Roberta?
Chairman Hay, Bob Morris.
Mr. Morris, go ahead.
Roberta,
VMC, I think, back in, what, 2017, 2018, was fined for violating the permit. I think there was a hole or two that went more than 100 feet. Do you recall that issue?
Yes, I do.
And are you satisfied that from that point on, that there were no issues concerning the mine exploration license?
From that point on, they actually went straight into reclamation, and there was no further exploration activity, and they did complete all of the requirements of the NOV that they were issued, so everything is cleared up on that.
Okay.
Resolved, I should say.
So after they were fined and remediated the issues regarding the 800-foot hole, then they did no more exploration. They then moved into the reclamation area, and now it's fully completed.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Roberta.
Roberta, this is Chairman Hague, just following up on that. So then once they're released, they're also the permit also expired?
Yes.
Okay. All right, further questions? Hearing none, I will entertain a motion to approve the release of liability and surety for VMC LLC Exploration Notice of Intent 419.
Motion to approve by Langett.
Langett moves to approve the release of liability. Is there a second?
Carpen seconds.
Seconded by Carpen. Discussion on the motion to release. Hearing none, Secretary call the roll on the motion to approve the release.
Blumhart?
Aye.
England?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Carpen?
Aye.
Langeth?
Aye.
Morris?
Aye.
Sheets?
Aye.
And Hague?
Aye. Motion carries. is approval of the release of liability and surety is approved by the board. Next item on the agenda, exchange of surety for wharf resources permits 450, 356, 434, 435, 464, and 476. Mr. Holm.
Yes, I'm here. I also understand that Matt Zylo is on the line. Matt, are you on?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, Matt will be available to answer any questions that the board may have on this. Wharf Resources USA, Inc.
Chairman Hayes.
Hold on just a second, Mr. Holm. Okay. Go ahead, Ms. Morris.
Can we have Eric move closer to the microphone?
Yep. Is that better?
That's actually,
yeah, I think
okay.
So, Eric. Thank you.
Okay. Wharf Resources USA, Inc. is asking the board to approve the exchange of Aspen American surety bonds for United States Fire Insurance surety bonds. On July 16, 2020, Aminta Group announced it would acquire the surety operations of Aspen Insurance. Aminta also announced it would be the managing general underwriter of large commercial surety bonds for Crum & Forster, which is a Fairfax Financial Holdings Limited company. Information on the surety acquisition and Fairfax Financial Holdings and its subsidiaries, including Crum & Forster, was included in the board package. On September 3rd, 2021, Wharf submitted new surety bonds from United States Fire Insurance, which is one of Crum & Forster's admitted companies, to replace the Aspen American surety bonds. The board previously approved a $10.8 million surety bond from United States Fire Insurance Company in December of 2020 to serve as a portion of the reclamation bond. The department has reviewed ratings for United States Fire Insurance Company as of yesterday, which are from AM Best, the financial strength and long-term ratings of A, which is excellent with a stable outlook. Standard & Poor's financial strength and long-term ratings of A minus, which is strong with a positive outlook. And Moody's, which has a long-term rating of BAA1, which is medium grade, with a positive outlook. United States Fire Insurance is also a certified company listed on the U.S. Department of Treasury circular. Before I do the recommendations, I'm open for any questions the board may have, and whether you want me to handle each of these recommendations as a separate motion.
We'll take them as a separate motion as given to us here. But I think we can combine the discussion to cover both of them.
Okay.
In the discussion portion. So questions from the board on any of these exchanges of surety?
John Sheets.
Go ahead, Mr. Sheets.
Hey, Eric, why are there four? Why couldn't you consolidate four into one? Are they related to post-closure? What's going on?
Basically, we have one post-closure bond for permit 450. There's one post-closure for wharfs permits, one, and then the cyanide spill bond for wharfs permits, and then a portion of the reclamation bond for wharfs permits. That's why they're all separate.
Right. Thank you.
Eric, I don't know if there's anybody from United Fire or not. I just had a question about concerns over the current exposure and losses from all the hurricane storm activity in the South, and it's potentially affecting any company more than others. I noticed in the explanation given on the packet from Fairfax Financial Holding Limited, they referenced in there that there had been catastrophes last year, including the COVID and a couple other things that affected them significantly, I guess, at that time, and a little concerned about what's going on. Because there's just been a lot of it, both, I guess, in the South and the Northeast. And if there's any knowledge of substantial exposure there to that would affect these ratings or their strength.
Unfortunately, we do not have any representatives on the line from United States Fire Insurance or their broker. The information I include in the board pack was from Standard & Poor's, and from what I can see, they're putting a positive outlook on the company, which indicates they may be upgrading their financial rating on that. Matt, do you have anything to add? Or
no, I was going to point out the same thing. That's certainly the most current information that I have as well. Apologies for that, not having anyone from that group on for that question. I can certainly get that clarified, but the outlook ratings is all I have too.
Okay. Well, I think there's going to be, in the insurance world, there's going to be some significant effect on somebody. With what's going on there, but I guess we don't have the information before us, and probably isn't going to be accumulated anytime soon. So, and if it's going to affect one, it probably is going to affect them all.
Yeah, it's from when I review the annual reports, I also review the surety bonds and the company ratings, and I know that's always mentioned that COVID and all these weather events are having some impact, but surprisingly, we've had a couple of upgrades in ratings over the past years, which was surprising. So,
other questions from the board? All right. I think because they are listed separately as specific bonds, I'll take them that way. It shouldn't take that much longer. So I'll entertain a motion on the permit 450, disclosure of financial assurance on transfer of to United Fire and Casualty for $1,767,077.
England, Morrill.
Motion by England. Is there a second?
Morris seconds.
Morrison seconds. Morris seconded. Any further discussion on the motion? Secretary, call the roll.
Blumhardt.
Aye.
England.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Carpin.
Aye.
Langus.
Aye.
Morris. Bob Morris.
Aye.
Sheets.
Aye.
And Haig.
Aye. Motion carries on approval exchange of permit 450 on the bond. Next, I'll entertain a motion for exchange of surety for Morris. Permits 356, 434, 435, 464, 476, replacement of net fire insurance, bond amount of $26,800,000 from Aspen American Insurance to United Fire.
Motion by Langen to approve.
Motion by Langen, is there a second?
Blumhardt
seconded. Moved and seconded. Discussion on the motion to approve the exchange for the permits I just read off. Secretary, call the roll on approval.
Blumhardt.
Aye.
England.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Carpin.
Aye.
Langus.
Aye.
Morris.
Aye.
Sheets.
Aye.
Haig.
Aye. Motion carries. That exchange is also approved. Third one, exchange of surety for Wharf Resource permits 356, 434, 435, 464, and 476 from Aspen to United Fire Insurance, an amount of $731,300. Discussion on the motion. Entertain a motion to approve.
Blumhardt moves to approve.
Motion by Blumhardt, seconded by Carpin. Any further discussion or question on the motion? Hearing none, Secretary, call the roll.
Blumhardt.
Aye.
England.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Carpin.
Aye.
Langus.
Aye.
Morris.
Aye.
Sheets.
Aye.
And Haig.
Aye. Motion carries. The last one is the exchange of surety for Wharf Resources permits 356, 434, 435, 464, 476, reclamation bond, the amount of $8 million. Is there a motion to approve?
Motion to approve by Langen.
Motion by Langen to second it. There are seconds. Moved and seconded. Any question or discussion? Hearing none, Secretary, call the roll.
Blumhardt.
Approval of the bond.
Aye.
England.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Carpin.
Aye.
Langus.
Aye.
Morris.
Aye.
Sheets.
Aye.
Aye.
And Hague.
Aye. Motion carries. Change is approved. Next item on the agenda is Spyglass update from Mr. Blair. I had made a request at the last meeting to have Mr. Blair come in and fill us in and update us. Mr. Blair, are you there?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I'm here.
All right. Go ahead. Why don't you just tell us, Steve, about the status of that Spyglass litigation?
Yes, sir. This is Steve Blair, Assistant Attorney General. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, the litigation against Spyglass remains pending. The, if you remember, the original lawsuit was filed against Spyglass and a couple of individuals who were considered to be partners or general managers of the company. And after some information was received, it was determined that the complaint needed to be amended. And right now, the complaint is pending against Spyglass Cedar Creek Limited Partnership and Xanthus Capital, limited liability company. Xanthus Capital is considered the general partner of Spyglass Cedar Creek. So those two corporations are the named defendants. Earlier this year, the state moved to amend the complaint just to bring it up to date on what had happened regarding the legislation that was passed that allowed the department to engage in remediation activities and plugging of wells and to clean up some of the out-of-date factual information that was in the complaint. And so that was motion was filed and it was served on the addresses that we have for defendants in the file. Unfortunately, defendants' counsel at the time they filed their answer withdrew from representation, and there is no named individual in the court file to communicate with. And so I've been attempting to communicate with the two defendants regarding the motion to amend and also how to move the case forward, and have been unsuccessful thus far. And so it's really the status of the lawsuit at this point is the motion to amend remains pending, and attempting to locate representatives of the two defendants to discuss the matter with them, and also to schedule a hearing from the court.
Was there a court approval needed for the withdrawals of the counsel?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Both attorneys, their local attorneys in Peter, they moved to withdraw, and the court allowed withdrawal of the grant of those motions.
Okay.
I don't have the exact dates off the top of my head, but
sure,
the court did allow withdrawal.
Okay. So is it just the two entities then? Is there any individual that's currently included?
There's no individual currently named as a defendant.
Okay. All right. Questions from the board for Mr. Blair? Any further questions? Mr. Blair, as far as any feeling that we can get anything from this group, or they're checking their financial status or assets, I mean, are you going to try to put it in some type of motion to default if they don't respond? And I know that they file answers, so they can just automatically default them that way, but do you have another plan to try to force their hand, some kind of motion before the court?
You know, I really wouldn't speculate as far as how the case may proceed. I think the first step is to either make contact with defendants or exhaust avenues to try and make contact with them and get a ruling on the motion to amend the complaint, and then assess the avenues that are available and move forward from there.
Do those, either one of those entities have either a service agent with the state, or whether it's South Dakota or Texas?
They do, and I attempted to mail, or I mailed the motion to the information I could find online with the state of Texas. They're both Texas entities. And mailed to those addresses and that, those individuals that were listed in the Texas records as far as being agents for service of process or whatnot.
Okay, so at least we've found there, and they are registered with the state of Texas. Do you think that that our court here then will deem that to be appropriate service if we send it to their service agents that are registered?
I would hope so. Again, I couldn't speculate how the court would look at that.
Well, I think it's the whole purpose of it, so hopefully the court will acknowledge that. It's the whole purpose of having service agents. So, anyway, any further questions for Mr. Blair? Hearing none, thank you, Mr. Blair, for that report, and we'll stand by to see if the motion to amend is approved by the court.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. All right, next item on the agenda is the time for public comment pursuant to statute. The public is invited to address or comment concerning business of the board. We will do that at this time, so if there's anybody in here or that is called in that wants to be heard on the matter, now is the time for you to do that. So I would invite public comment at this time. Hearing none telephonically, assume the same thing there. Brenda, has nobody's come forth?
No, we only have staff in peer.
Okay. Any just last chance to make a comment if you'd like? Anybody out there would like to make a comment? Okay, hearing none, we'll close the public comment period and discuss the next meeting. Sounds like from a hearing standpoint, it looks like those would be probably in November. Is there anything else contemplated that would require an in-person hearing in October?
This is Eric Holm. I don't think these would require an in-person meeting. We're going to have four mine permit transfers likely in October. They're pretty straightforward and shouldn't take a lot of time.
Okay.
There will be another release of liability for EX and I presented before the board next in October as well.
I'm sorry, I did not hear that comment very clearly.
Sorry, this is Rupert Hudson. There is scheduled to be another release of liability for a different EX and I as well next month.
Okay. Well, we'll see what comes about, but right now it sounds like we probably will do a short October meeting and then maybe have to appear in November tentatively in here. So,
Chairman Hay, Bob Morris.
Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, I wondered if Ms. Virginsky, if she believes that enough time has passed, maybe if she could update the board on the Volkswagen settlement and grant process that we amended here a couple, 3 months ago. I'd leave it up to her whether there's, sufficient time has passed to give us, good information, but if maybe somebody could talk to her about that.
Yeah.
Chairman and members of the board, are you looking, this is Kyrick Rombo, are you looking for like something at October or November?
For either one.
Either one?
Yeah, either one would be fine.
Yeah, I mean, we've done some additional rounds and we've also awarded some additional rebates, so we have some information on all of that aspect. It just will be a fluid thing as we continually move forward.
Okay.
Well, that's a great, Garrick, if you could pass that on, or if we could be prepared in any of the meeting to just update the board, it'd be great.
Will do.
Thank you. Any further business to come before the board? Or any comments by the board? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion by Langus to adjourn.
Motion by Langus, there's a second.
Barfin seconds.
Moved and seconded. Barfin seconds. To adjourn, Secretary, call the roll.
Blumhardt?
Aye.
England?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Carpen?
Aye.
Langus?
Aye.
Morris?
Aye.
Sheets?
Aye.
And Hay?
Aye. Motion carries. So we are adjourned. Thank you, everybody.